Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where yesterday we read and talked about these sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, who were committing grave sin in the sight of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 27 through 36 gives us the breakdown of the consequences of ignoring God, and it does it in this way. It gives us the assessment of grace, and then the accusation of wrongdoing, and then the announcement of judgment. So today I want to talk about that assessment of grace. And here's what happens in the passage. A man of God shows up on the scene to confront Eli. This is most likely some sort of prophet. And he begins by saying, "Thus saith the Lord." And then he recounts acts of grace that the Lord has done on behalf of Israel and on the family of Eli. He says things like, "I chose Israel. I revealed myself to your family. I chose your family to be my mouthpiece, to enter into my presence, to wear the priestly robes that set you apart. I provided you the best of meat." And what we are supposed to see in all of this is all the grace that God has laid over the life of Eli and his sons. So do you feel like God has been unjust or unnecessarily harsh towards Eli's family after all that God has done for them? Do you sometimes think that about your own life? Perhaps we should all reassess the mountains of grace that have been poured over our own lives before we start disregarding and dismissing God's word and his worship. As you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Kiha LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.